Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A guide to life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And today, Felix,
yes?
I want to illustrate today's topic with a song.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Okay, Rob, this isn't another thing about kids and music, is it?
No, it's actually about neighbors and being a good neighbor. But we're not going to talk about good neighbors today. We're going to talk about bad neighbors.
Dun, dun. So this is about if you live next to Gene Simmons?
No, it's about if you live next to noisy neighbors and how to deal with them.
Okay, so let's say you have a neighbor who's has a thing for playing Kiss at all hours of the night really loud. What do? Call the cops?
Well, that is an option. But really, it shouldn't be your first step, according to Rick Morrison. Now, he's a landlord out in Pennsylvania, and he writes a blog aptly titled Landlord Schmanlord. And here's what he has to say. Let your neighbor know first off that, hey, you are causing a disturbance.
There's nothing wrong, though, with going and confronting this person in a very friendly way. They're not going to hate you because you ask them to just lower the music.
Sounds easy, right? You say, hey, buddy, I don't know if you're aware of this, but your music is piercing my eardrums and I could pass out from that.
Okay, what about this? I once lived in an apartment atop of two guys, two brothers. One guy worked nights, the other guy worked days. The guy that worked nights would wake up in the morning at 11 o'clock and start blaring Kiss. Right?
Wow.
Back in the day.
What else are you going to blare if not Kiss?
And then when I would finally get it together and go down those stairs, the other brother, who was quiet as a mouse, was there. He's like, oh, I don't know anything about that, you know?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, you have to give people the benefit of the doubt that they're not intentionally being mean to you. So maybe in your instance, say, hey, I hope you could just tell your brother that he's being really loud in the morning and is totally disturbing me. And Morrison says that works a lot of the time, is people really don't want to be bad neighbors, and you have to give them an opportunity to be a good neighbor.
Okay, what about just banging on the walls or shouting, hey, hey, come on, man, cool it.
Well, again, now you're being confrontational.
Oh, I
so,
see, I see.
I mean, you don't want to be passive-aggressive about it. You want to just go up to them and say, hey, I think, you know, you don't understand how loud you're being. Because if you create a hostile environment, now they may start to retaliate. And now you're getting into an ugly situation. And this is where you live. You don't want to be in an ugly situation in your own apartment. That makes you pretty much a prisoner in your own place. You don't want that happening.
So I want to be passive aggressive. That's not what my therapist says, but we won't go there. What about, let's talk about when they get hostile. Now, do you call the cops, you know, if you've confronted them? What if they start coming back at you?
Now, you still, Morrison says, do not want to call the cops just yet. You want to call on the landlord at this point or the apartment manager or whoever is overseeing the complex where you're living. And Morrison says to offer up some evidence.
You should keep a record of all of the problemed times. Keep a record of what time it was, what day it was, what exactly happened, so that at least you'll start being able to develop a log, which you'll be able to use later on.
What's even better is if you can get other people to corroborate your story.
If you can find other of your neighbors that are having a similar problem, also have them contact the landlord.
So, Rob, do you ever call the cops?
All right. Well, see, now, I have never called. I mean, I've had the cops called on me because there was one instance where my roommate decided to have a party as an after party when a club let out, and it was all out mayhem. And legitimately, the cops needed to be called, but that's really what they should be reserved for. If it's so loud and it's so egregious that you need the help of the law on your side, because otherwise, they're not going to be happy you call them out there.
The noise should be going on, and it also should be obvious to them that there's a problem, right? I mean, if you hear tapping, that's, you know, a police officer would vaguely be able to hear, and you're complaining about that, then they're probably just going to tell you to deal with it.
Okay, now that brings up a good question, a good point. Sometimes neighbors can be noisy, even if they're just living their life. You know, the floors squeak and the apartments are not built very well, and you can hear people walking around and, you know, doing other stuff. But, you know, is there anything you can do about that?
Right, well, there's daily life that we all live.
Nightly life.
Yes, and people, you hear squeaky floors. And myself, you know, I have a one-year-old baby at home, and she cries. So there has to be a little bit of leniency. I'm not going to go upstairs and say, hey, you're squeaking all the time, because they could just come right back at me and say, hey, your kid's screaming all the time. So you have to work with your neighbors. It's also good if you get to know your neighbors and say, hey, you know, instead of knocking on the door randomly, say, hey, I know you. And it's a little bit easier if you have a rapport with them also. But the other thing you can do is you can try to soundproof your own apartment in ways. Now, I thought maybe I could, you know, staple some blankets to the ceiling, or maybe put egg crates all over the place. However, Morrison, as a landlord, said they typically do not like it if you start stapling things to the walls. But he did offer another suggestion.
Sometimes the amount of furniture in a room or where it is positioned affects the sound. So there are some options like that.
So perhaps this can be integrated into your whole feng shui, furniture, movement type thing. You can think about accounting for noise cancellation as well as, you know, inner peace while you're setting up your apartment. The other thing, too, is let's say you have an old couch that your wife doesn't like, but it's really big and fluffy. Now you have an excuse to say, hey, we need this here for noise cancellation.
That sounds like a plan. Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Won't you please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor, a neighbor?